and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does God bring a woman born in Mexico and a man from Los Angeles to be married in Hawaii, only to move back to California to serve in a ministry that impacts people from every strata of society? It's the story of Irma and Udi Ramirez. We pause at the beginning of our show in the way that God intricately weaves lives together. We pause to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio show is that God is intricately weaving message after message and interactions like these to bring you, dear friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ, to the one who loves you and knows you. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, there is always hope in Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you. He tells you he loves you. He knows you. And we ask you today, even as he asks, would you open your heart to Jesus Christ and receive him as your Savior and Lord? Enter into a new relationship with God and experience his grace, his blessing, and his power. That's our hope. That's our prayer. Irma was born in Mexico, raised in the United States. Udi, born in Los Angeles. They got married, and now they work. When they move back from Hawaii, they work with a ministry, Life Without Limbs, the ministry of Nick Vujicic. They also are business owners in the screen printing industry. They have 2 children, David and Annika, and 3 grandchildren. Irma and Udi, welcome to our show.
Hello, Danny. Thank you for having us.
Irma, you were born in Mexico. Tell us about when you came to the United States and a little bit about where you grew up.
Well, I was, my parents lived in San Diego. And as my mother and father would go across, you know, south of the border to purchase, food because it was a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of the incidents where they went over to purchase their groceries. And I was, you know, my mother went into labor and I was born. And then, so I was really raised in California my whole entire life. So it was, I was born there. They immediately brought me back. Lived in San Fernando Valley after my parents moved from San Diego. They purchased a house in San Fernando Valley. So I grew up in San Fernando Valley. And Udi as well.
Well, and we'll ask Udi when he's with us, but as you look back, who would you say was the most influential to you in your childhood?
I would say my mother. She is. We were raised Catholic, very strict. I guess you would say, very strict Catholic, conservative home. But my mother, her walk with the Lord, it was just something different, and still to this day.
Do you remember things that that she would say? You know how we sort of remember some phrases they say, you know, at certain times in our lives, we know what mom would say, we know what dad would have said. Do you have any recollection?
The profound words that she would instill in all of us girls, because there's 6 of us, 6 girls, and she would always put the fear of God in us to, you know, to live righteous before him. Mm. And I'm getting emotional, I'm sorry. But it just, today's my mom's birthday, she's 84, so just met her earlier. Mm. Kind of, you know, it's very emotional. She's still so faithful to the Lord.
And Danny, I've had the joy of being with her mom on two occasions, and she is just a remarkable woman. And then, Irma, you had two brothers. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So Benny is still here, but one of your brothers died how long ago?
Oh, I can't even think back. And that's why I was saying my mom is so strong in the Lord, and I think that's one of the reasons why I look up to her, because she lost a grandson, and then a year and a half later, my father passed away. Mm-hmm. And then a year and a half later, my brother passed away. And mm-hmm. the three different generations, you know, within 5 years, we lost three family members in that short time.
And then a couple of nephews. How about
you? And then just last year, two nephews. Mm-hmm. So she's mm-hmm. been through a lot, but through it all, you know, she just continues to praise the Lord and honor him and know, you know, I mean, that's just, and for her, she just, you know, God is good regardless.
Well, and your mom's home, yours as well, but your mom's home is filled with laughter and love and warmth.
Yeah.
I mean, I love going there.
Mm. Yes.
Irma, how did you become a Christian?
My sister, back, I think Udi and I had been married for about 6-7 years. Back in the 80s, my sister became a believer, and she took us to church. And growing up as Catholic, I thought this was just kind of weird, hearing, you know, people clapping and singing and shouting. And so it was just a little off that we accepted Christ a couple of times after we attended church. And we didn't, you know, when you accept Christ and you don't really cultivate that relationship, and not knowing, we just kind of walked away and kind of walked from that. Mm-hmm. And then our children, we moved to Simi out from San Fernando Valley. We moved to Simi, and our kids started attending youth group here in the local church. And they started attending, wanting to go to church. And that's where we kind of started our true walk with the Lord. And it was probably about 13 years ago that Udi and I really came to know Christ, where we were just knew that there was something missing in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a friend that I just saw their marriage so different from everyone else's. And during that time, I'm like, I want what she has. And it was Christ. It was the relationship with the Lord that she had in her marriage and in her home.
Mm. Well,
that's what we were missing.
That's what I was going to ask. You know, what was it? What was it that you saw that, or what was it that you were going through at that time that made you earnest in terms of your desire to seek God, to find out more?
Udi's focus was so on our business that was his idol. And for me, I felt like I was just kind of, lost. The relationship was just in a limbo. We were going our own separate ways. We didn't have that peace in our home. And I could see how our kids were starting to seek that. And so we started attending church, and our pastors then kind of took us under their wing. And my son David became good friends with their son, and that just made our relationship even stronger. And we started getting involved in church and just reading our word, and Udi and I just found ourselves praying and, you know, just slowly building that relationship with the Lord, and started to see that transformation.
You know, it's interesting, Irma, for me, having just been blessed to know you the last 6 or 7 years, you're so strong as a couple in the Lord, and your commitment to have your devotion every day and to be in the Word and to pray together. It's just wonderful to hear how God has just grown you together in Him.
Yeah, all glory to God. And I look back and I'm like, wow, you don't realize how lost you are until, you know, the shackles are removed from your eyes and you're like, wow, this is so God where we are today.
Mm-hmm. Well, there very well may be a dear woman listening, and she is resonating with you, Irma. She's saying, you know, there's something missing in my life. There's something missing in my marriage. There may be a husband that's feeling a similar kind of void, but they don't know how to describe it. But when you share what you've shared, something rings within them. And I think beyond that, you know, certain times we need to identify what it is as best we can. But when it rings in our hearts and someone is explaining what they've done, it gives us, as it were, a track to run on or handles to grab onto. You went to church. You were seeking the Lord who you knew early on but drifted away over the course of time. But something brought you to the place of an earnest seeking of Christ. Dear friend, as you listen today, when we come back from our break, Irma and Udi will continue to share their journey of how they came to the Lord, came back to the Lord, how He strengthened their marriage. Yes, your relationship with your spouse can be strengthened. Your relationship with God not only can be strengthened, it'll be the anchor of your relationship, of all relationships, of parenting. You ever feel like you need someone to guide you, someone to lead you, someone to pick you up? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ is calling you to Himself today. Dear friend, would you turn to Him? We hope you will. We hope you will. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
We trust that God has encouraged and inspired you through our program. One common thread among all our guests is that relationships are a key to living well. We at The Good Life want to encourage you to get involved in your local church and find a small group where you too can find healthy relationships that will further bless your life.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, there are moments, these are very serious moments when you feel like something is slipping away in your life. And you get desperate. You want to grab on to something that can prevent you from losing what you hold so dear, but you don't know how. Perhaps in moments like that, as a husband and wife in a relationship, or even so with a child, where do you go when you ask that question, when you feel that way? Udi and Irma Ramirez, they went to church and they experienced the love of Christ as they saw Christ working in the lives of others, and they were inspired. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Suzanne Maurer, along with our guests today, Udi and Irma Ramirez. You can find out more about them and their ministry at lifewithoutlimbs.org. Sound familiar? Well, that's the ministry of Nick Vujicic. Again, lifewithoutlimbs.org. Irma, when you started going back to church and you began to see the Lord work in your relationship with Udi and things began to reprioritize, what happened as a result of that?
Well, I feel like I started seeing the peace. Udi had a lot of anger issues and just so driven and focused that I started to see that he was starting to withdraw, you know, the transition in him, the changes in him, the changes in our home and in our, even in, I guess, the respect that we started having towards each other,
mm-hmm.
that really made that change. And I think, and another thing that's so important when you are starting to, you know, go to church and focus, it's so important to have a mentor, someone that can really guide you and mentor you, an older one. It doesn't even matter, just someone that's mature enough in God's word that can really help you through that. And I'm very blessed that I did, or I still do have, you know, my good friend of 15 plus years that has been a huge, huge, you know, she's invested a lot in me. And that's very important. Mm-hmm. And then her marriage and their example was huge for us as well.
Mm-hmm. Speak to someone today, Irma, someone listening that is feeling a sense of hopelessness right now. They may want what you have, what you've experienced, but they don't know where to turn. They don't know what would be the next step?
Well, for me, I felt like getting connected in church and like I said, finding someone that can mentor you and being in God's word is huge. That was what really kept me together. And I knew I had to change everything from just so much of my old ways. I had to just walk away from that to really slowly. And it was a process. It didn't mm-hmm. happen overnight, but it was really just holding on to the Lord.
That's been one of our themes today is the process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like at that particular time, there were certain levels of pride that were no longer there that would have kept you as in a previous time, you may not have been as open to someone mm-hmm. mentoring you or reaching out to you?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I felt like I fought it. I thought this, you know, my mentor never gave up on me. And there were times where I felt like it wasn't, things weren't going to change. You know, you see that hope and then you have that, you get discouraged. But that's why I was saying it's so important to have someone there to really mm-hmm. help you through that walk, through those times where you need that constant encouragement.
I want to move a little further on this, on the same subject, but go a little bit deeper. And this is a very practical thing to, I think we should talk about. Because the question arises, well, how do you get a mentor? How do you get someone to mentor you? I think there are people who wish they had a mentor, but they've never really had one. Some are waiting for a mentor to come and seek them out, and it hasn't happened. I'm just thinking very, very simply about asking someone to mentor you. If they're in church or someone that you see something in their life, why not? I don't know. Maybe, Suzanne, maybe this is a little bit forward, or maybe you think it's a little bit forward, but I'm just thinking, why not just ask? You know, we might feel like they might reject us, and if they do, well, but if we're that desperate and we need some guidance, why not ask? What do you say? What would you say about that?
If I may jump in real quickly, I'm just thinking of the timing. Mm. And I think it was about 10 years ago here in Honolulu, Danny, that there were some churches, not a lot, but there were some churches that were actually providing mentorship programs. I've thought about it several times, how sad it was that that didn't continue, because I don't know of that today. Mm-hmm. But it's so valuable. And so in the women's group, at least, they would actually pair up. And in this case, it was an older woman and a more spiritually mature woman with a new Christian. Was that a part of your experience at all, Irma, or how did that happen?
Well, the way this, I started building a relationship with my good friend. And the reason why we became friends is because our boys went to the same youth group. And that's how I met Anna. You know Anna.
Oh, yes. I knew it was Anna.
So yes. She, you know, both of our boys went to youth group and they were good friends. And so we started building that relationship. And I think I knew that, I mean, she's been, you know, a believer for many years. And I know that she saw something. She knew that I was seeking. Mm-hmm. And so that's when she kind of came in to my life and really started investing. And we built that relationship. And so we would meet for coffee and we would, you know, be in prayer. And just and she would call me, did you do your devotion? Or here's a devotion for today. And this is what the Lord showed me. And so that really helped me so much with that concept. Reminder of, yes, we have to live for Christ daily. It's not about just Sunday church. It's every day, every day.
And that's still true today. You're still close today.
Yes.
Well, I think it goes both ways. I mean, as you were seeking mentorship, she saw you and she reached out to you. I think that's a good word for all of us to remember even now, where if we see others who may in one way or another may be able to express it or may not be able to express their need, but we perceive their need, well, that would be a great opportunity for us to reach out and bring them under our wing, so to speak.
And you know, perhaps we should, and I'm not, perhaps we should be praying, Lord, if you have someone, especially at our church, that needs mentoring, direct my path. Make that connection.
Yes.
Yes, that's so true. And I think there's a lot of women that are in the church that could step up and say, "This." There are younger women or, you know, that need that mentoring and to invest in others. So that it's so important.
You know, there's a voice that you know, just our conscience may or our reserved way, we might say, well, I don't want to be so forward. I don't want to. I may be. We doubt. We start doubting what we're perceiving, and perhaps it's the Lord that's giving us those insights to see that as a need in the lives of other people. And I think we should move forward on that as the Lord leads us, of course, you know, move forward and reach out to people as they reach out to us. We may be the answer to their prayer, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm. So true.
Well, you know.
Well, Udi's here.
Go ahead.
Udi just arrived.
Hello, Udi.
Aloha.
Hello, Suzanne.
Aloha. I miss you.
I miss you too. Thank you for having us on your show, Danny. We appreciate the opportunity to, speak in people's lives, you know, what we've gone through. And Irma is pretty much dead on with sharing things that we've gone through. And, you know, we've gone through a lot in our marriage. We've been married 32 years, and we've had our share of challenges and still challenges moving forward, but now that our walk is based on Christ as our cornerstone, it really makes a difference. I mean, the circumstances may not change, but the Lord will change our hearts, and He'll change our attitudes towards each other. And that's not just in our home. I mean, that's where it starts, with our children, with each other, with our spouses. And then it branches off to our neighbors and even at work. I mean, the Lord has been using us in wonderful ways, and we can never imagine being used. Many times I felt unqualified, and it's probably because of our education. We didn't go to a college or anything like that. We just worked out of high school, and just felt like, how's the Lord going to use us? But He does. When you make yourself available, He does use you.
As you mentioned, high school, let me take you back even further. You were born in Los Angeles. Where were you raised?
I was raised in the Valley, in the Valley area. Came from a very large family, very large family. There were 16 of us. And it was very difficult growing up, but it was fun. It was just, it was a fun time, but it was a very challenging time for me growing up.
Who would you say influenced you the most growing up?
Oh, wow, that was hard. I look to people, and I mean, there weren't a lot of very good role models in my life, unfortunately. And when I decided I didn't want to go to church anymore, because I was brought up Christian, not a Christian home, but in a Christian environment where my dad would take us to church and pretty much drop us off. But in that time, I believe that seeds were planted, that the Lord is finishing now what He started back then. But growing up, it was very hard to find for me. So I just felt I could rely on myself. I didn't want to be like my siblings. I didn't want to be like my my older brothers. And even though I kind of looked up to them, I didn't really want to be them.
It seems like even through that, Udi, the Lord was at a young age already developing in you a certain kind of resolve, a certain kind of clarity in the way, the things that you were going to do or the way you were going to do it, and things that you weren't going to do. I just sense that. But even as you mentioned, this part of feeling unqualified, and I'm putting it together with some of what Irma was sharing with us early on, that connects with so many people, and it's like God can use you even more because of this sense of unqualification.
Absolutely.
So that He can qualify the unqualified, and your platform of that feeling enables you to connect with, relate with, and touch more people. And when you do, it's that it was the Lord who did it.
Absolutely.
Through you.
Absolutely.
So,
when we give Him the glory, when we give Him the glory,
yeah,
and we allow ourselves to be strengthened by that, like encouraged in Christ, encouraged,
yes,
by what God has done with us, it gives you a sense of not self-worth, but worthiness through Christ alone.
Well, that's got me revved up a little bit, because I know we've got a little bit more to go, especially as we take our break and consider how the Lord has brought restoration and healing and strength in your relationship, and then led you to a ministry called Life Without Limbs and the work that you're doing in that ministry today. So many lives being influenced by the work and the ministry of Nick Vujicic. And as you are being used by God, and we connect back to this sense of being unqualified and yet God qualifying you, someone who is feeling right now, perhaps, dear friend, it's you listening. You say, Danny, Suzanne, I didn't graduate here. I didn't get this degree. I didn't get this certificate. I never had that opportunity. I was cut from this team. I don't have these gifts or that ability. I'm kind of a boring person. I don't have a personality. Whatever it might be, God qualifies the unqualified. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Thank you for joining us for The Good Life. This program is possible only with the support of generous listeners like you. Would you consider going to thegoodlifehawaii.com and making a donation?
To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you might hear about these books. Nick Vujicic, the book is entitled Unstoppable, The Incredible Power of Faith in Action. The other one, Nick, Biography of a Determined Man of Faith. Those are part of the many resources available at lifewithoutlimbs.org. And our guest today, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Our guest today, Irma and Udi Ramirez. They work with Nick Vujicic and have a key role, both key roles in his ministry. I'm so glad you're with us today to share in this time with them, and particularly the message that the Lord has through their life, through their life story, and how it can be applied and increase the quality of your life, dear friend, today. Udi and Irma, how did you get involved with Nick Vujicic and Life Without Limbs?
Well, Nick came and spoke at our church in 95. Oh, was it 95? I don't remember. No. I'm sorry. I'm off here. 2005. And he came and he was just a guest speaker. And usually after church, we always sat around and chat, and so we were there just talking, and Nick was there, and we kind of really just connect well. And shortly after, he started going to other churches in the local area, and Udi and I started helping out at some of the events when he needed help, because it was just him and his cousin that started off. The ministry hadn't even started, actually. It started in 2006, and that's when I came on staff.
So you were with him from the beginning?
Yes, since 2006. And Johnny and friends gave us a small unit to start off and help the ministry get on its feet. And so that's where we started, from Nick's living room in his house. And then we moved into Johnny and Friends, and we were there for about 7-8 months, and then we moved into our own unit, and we've been there since. I'm going on 10 years this year.
What lessons did you learn in the process of the start of such a unique ministry?
Oh, Danny, I was afraid. As Udi said, I didn't feel qualified. A lot of times I just wanted to walk away and go back to what I knew, the easiest thing. And I didn't know anything about ministry, and I kept asking the Lord, why me? Why, what am I going to do? What do I know? But yet, the Lord, He stretches us. He allows us to get out of our comfort zone and uses us in that time. So that's where I saw God really allowing me to step out of everything. I was just starting to really cultivate my relationship with Christ, and this was even more. And it was definitely a stretch for me. And I can look back now and just be so thankful that I'm blessed.
What is the particular ministry that you're a part of there with Nick? What has it grown to?
How do you see it, Nick?
Well, Nick speaks worldwide. I mean, he's traveled the world, different countries, all seven, pretty much seven continents, I believe, sharing the gospel and the hope of Jesus Christ. So it's not just a local ministry. It's an international ministry, and it spans beyond, you know, just him speaking. It's also, he has a his website and things of that sort that give books that people can purchase and as well as but when he gets to speak it's remarkable that so many people can be touched by just one person and there's a lot that leads up to it, a lot of people that are involved in it as far as like logistically and stuff. So when the Lord uses Nick as he uses all of us, you know, God moves in mysterious ways, and he can use a man without arms and legs to touch many people. It's amazing and incredible how that ministry operates. And it's you can only say it's the Holy Spirit. I mean, you can't really conjure up that type of ministry.
And Irma, you're part of the, You're managing the fulfillment department, right? Dealing with merchandise management?
Yes. So
is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I do all the merchandise and I travel with Nick as well here in the United States.
So tell us about this, how vital that is, the resources that you provide with as Udi was explaining about the broad reach of the ministry, the importance of the resources.
Well, I think a lot of the resources, you know, the DVDs and the things that we have available is to give people hope and encourage. And for me, the blessing that I've had working the table for all these years is having an opportunity to pray for people that come up, and you see the hurting people after they come out hearing Nick speak, you know, you can try to guide them in the right path by sharing what fits best for them or for their family members. But when you're able to sit there and pray for people, it's just, that's been my highlight of being able to be used by God in that area.
Give us a specific example of a memory.
But the products do allow for Nick to be able to travel to other countries to share the hope of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's vital that the products are you know, that they're being offered help fulfill that need of being able to send Nick.
Not only providing resources for people to access, but resourcing his ability to go.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nick isn't just, he's not able to jump in a car and drive himself. So he needs a caregiver that will fly with him and take care of all his needs while he's gone. And, you know, his wife is now able to help him out a bit. But it's still, it's a big chore to take care of Nick. It's a very, very blessed opportunity that people get to take care of Nick. And
how did that come about for you, Udi?
Well, I volunteered with Irma for many years during the ministry when we met Nick for the first time 10, 11 years ago. And I would volunteer with Irma and selling the product and during the time that I was trying to you know, operate my business, I would volunteer my free time. And it was just remarkable getting to know him and just seeing how his ministry was affecting and impacting people. And not just people, but communities and families and just, I mean, he wasn't fixing the problem, but he was giving hope. And it was bringing people to a point where they could, you know, have a purpose to live again. But it was a remarkable opportunity to get to know Nick. And when he needed a caregiver, he and his wife Kanae asked us if I would consider it. And I, and again, the feeling of not being able qualified, I was overwhelmed, and I literally don't know the first time. I was just overwhelmed with emotion, and I was like thinking it's a very a big responsibility to take care of Nick, and I didn't know the first thing to do. And as he asked me again a couple of years later to consider it again, and you know, throughout the time I was taking care of him or volunteering for the Thermosfill, we were praying about the Lord using us both in ministry. And when Nick asked again, it was like that was answered prayer. And our confidence was that, okay, Lord, if this is what you want me and us to do, then we are going to do it. And you're going to allow us to, you're going to give us all that we need to go through this and overcome that fear of being unqualified or doubting our abilities.
Well, I think that's our theme. That's a theme. God qualifying the unqualified, and mm-hmm, even from our obedience,
exactly,
and simple faithfulness, step by step, as the Lord has done it, using you, Udi, and using Irma. When we come back, we want to definitely, we got to go hear more. For example, one thing, Irma, I'd like to hear, maybe if you can think of an example of a time when you've prayed for someone who came to the resource table and were able to minister to them. An extension of Nick Vujicic's ministry, but really in doing so, you laying hands, you praying for someone, the touch of the Lord on them. When we come back from our break, more from Udi and Irma Ramirez. Udi caring for Nick, keeping him in the condition, the shape, so that he can do what he does best, communicate to the masses the Word of God in such an inspiring and powerful way. Udi Ramirez and Irma Ramirez back to share their stories in our last segment when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you enjoyed this episode of The Good Life? We have hundreds of episodes ready to stream on demand. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com to find encouragement in business, relationships, athletics, and much more.
To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, I've been at a book table before, a resource table, and I've seen people there. I've been inspired by a message, and I want to find out more. I want to learn more, take something with me that'll give me hope. It's always made a difference when I've gone there and someone is so pleasant, embodying the grace of Christ, and you even see ministry from that person or those people who are there at that resource center. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. You say, Danny, well, what does that have to do with our program? Maybe you're tuning in right now. By the way, you should listen to the entire program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And you can find out more about the ministry of Irma and Udi Ramirez at lifewithoutlimbs.org. Irma, how important? And give us an example of one of those moments when you ministered to someone who came to the Life Without Limbs resource table.
Well, I know during the break, I'm like thinking there's so many, but
so many.
There's been actually one that was very profound, and it has kind of actually even built a relationship We did a West Coast tour in 2014, and this woman that was part of the church but was going through the same, I had just gone through some medical issues, and I was able to we were able to relate because she had some medical issues, and at that moment, I was so compassionate to say, you know, let me just pray for you. And as I was praying for her, she was just weeping and just felt so much peace. And I believe that that really, you know, for her was that me caring. And it, I was just like, it's not me, it's the Lord that called me to pray for you. And so from now, you know, now, I mean, she's in the West Coast, but yet we keep in touch, and we, you know, she lets me, you know, she contacts me and tells me what her condition and how she's doing and how her kids. So we built that relationship through that time of prayer.
Danny, I want to jump in very quickly and tell you another way that Irma provided a life-changing situation. My niece was dying of pancreatic cancer, and her daughter, who was, I believe, a junior in high school, had heard Nick and desperately wanted him to speak at her school. And it was a very small school, 200 students, I think. And through Irma, that became a reality. And then my niece also got to see Nick on that 2014 tour because Irma made that all possible. And now, not my niece, but her daughter got to see Nick, and he's had a life-changing impact on, her name is Callie, and she has just returned from 2 weeks in South Africa as a missionary, and it really stems back to Irma putting her in touch with Nick, and it was amazing.
Udi, you have a unique role as well, and so a lesson that you learned as Nick Vujicic's is caregiver. What was something you could share with us as a lesson you've learned?
Well, for me, Danny, it was a personal journey that the Lord had brought me through, but he used both Irma and I. But as he did his world tour in 2013, I was afraid to leave the country. I was afraid to leave my comfort zone for many years. I was just fairly comfortable. And when Nick mentioned that we're going to be going overseas, my trust in the Lord really was evident because I was really afraid to go. Just the people that I was able to meet, the experiences I was able to being there to take care of Nick, and again, just like Irma mentioned, thinking, Lord, why me? Why am I here? I mean, we're talking about thousands and, you know, tens of thousands of people that were just so moved, and it's like, Lord, and even meeting presidents. I mean, literally, we met the president of Hungary, and just. Nick was able to pray for them, and it's just remarkable, like how the Lord can use, you know, a person to just bring the hope that they need, even if it's the president of a country, or even if it's a high school a student who's struggling with things. You know, it just God is real, and God moves. You just want to allow him to use us to glorify him and serve him, and he will use you.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be available and willing to do it.
Irma, we've got about a minute left. Would you lead in a prayer for someone today who, like you ministered to that friend and it led into a relationship, you stay in touch. But the kind of prayer, a compassionate prayer, to someone right now who is in need. Could you do that, please?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, and we just thank you, Father, for the opportunity and for your love and your grace and your mercy, O Lord. Father, we ask that you would just speak to the hearts that need you, Lord, that need a radical change in a relationship, Father, that only you can give. And Lord, we ask that you would cultivate the hearts that would go deep into a relationship that would desire you. And Father, the hope is only in you, Lord. We ask that you would just continue to speak to every person that may feel lost or hurt, Father, that or broken, Lord, that would turn to you. We just thank you, Father, for this opportunity and the time that we have, Lord, that you would be glorified and honored in everything that we do. And we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Udi. Thank you, Irma. Thank you for your ministry. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Suzanne. Aloha.
Love you.
And dear one, as you've listened today, I hope you've been moved by the story of Udi and Irma Ramirez. You can find out more about them at lifewithoutlimbs.org. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special message set up for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 90 verse 16 says, "May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Udi and Irma Ramirez. Again, find out more at lifewithoutlimbs.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave